for most of my adult life, I've been increasingly involved in efforts to empower women and girls in various ways. And the main focus I have had in the past, let's say, 6 years has been on the images of women in entertainment media. And one of the things that's really lacking there is portrayals of women and girls in occupied with STEM fields. So that's become very, very important to me, is to make sure, and it's important to globally also, I mean, to get more and more girls into tech fields. So this opportunity came up to become a special envoy to ITU, and I thought it was just a perfect fit.
What role can technology play in a girl's life?
Well, it's incredibly important, I think, as we go forward. I mean, the world is just becoming increasingly technologically advanced, and girls need to know that they can do it, they can be great at it, that it's a career option for them. Technology also, even if you're not approaching that as a profession, technology can really enhance your life. There's a big push to get more cell phones into the hands of women in Africa, for example, because it allows them to bank by phone. They can learn about farming technology and techniques and be connected with the wider world. And it makes an enormous difference in their safety and their well-being.
So tell me about the Tech Needs Girls campaign that you are promoting as the International Telecommunication Union's new special envoy.
This is going to be a 3-year campaign that's going to really strive to get more women involved with technology. And it will involve partnerships with industry, with government, and with other UN agencies to really develop a global campaign, which I will be a big part of.
Now, I know we touched on this before, but why is it so important to get girls and women to embrace the tech field and technology itself?
There is an increasing need for people that are highly skilled in technology. And in fact, there's now more jobs than qualified people in the United States in these types of fields. So we can't really do without women in these fields, because there's going to be so many more important jobs that need to be filled by people that are trained. So people are aware of this phenomenon that happens when girls get to be about 12 or 13, where they start being convinced that they're not good at math and science and technology. So up until then, girls perform equally well, but there's something culturally that's happening that holds girls back and convinces them that they can't do it. So we just need to fix that, I think. Obviously, girls are equally capable, equally intelligent, equally good at math and science, and just need to know that. And educators and everyone need to find out the sort of subtle unconscious signals that we're sending to girls that they can't excel in these fields.
Will you use your acting career in any way to promote this? I remember when you played the first female president of the United States in that TV show Commander in Chief, which aired in 2005, and that was quite a political statement. Will you be able to use your acting in any way to advance the agenda of promoting women and girls in technology?
Well, I suppose I would have to be cast in a role like that, which I would welcome. But the interesting thing to me about media is that we can create role models instantly, in the sense that I could play, you know, a nuclear physicist tomorrow in fiction, whereas, you know, how long would it take me to actually become that type of role model in real life? So what we need to do, and what will really, really help and work efficiently in this area, is to simply increase the number of female characters that are involved in these fields. Because basically, my belief is, if you see it, you can be it. So if it can look normal and natural to boys and girls that girls are pursuing these occupations, then it will become much more normal and natural for them to pursue it in real life. What happened when I played the president was they did a little study afterward and found that people who were familiar with the show were 65% more likely to vote for a female candidate for president. So media images have an enormous impact, and the more that we can show girls in the STEM field, the better it will be.